It's the Go Green Mill Coaches Show, live from the Green Mill.
WMIA, SmackDown, Translator W300BP, Grand Rapids.
92.1 and 107.9, The River.
Beaver Radio Network.
Here we go. It's the Go Green Mill Coaches Show on WMIS-FM, The River.
Nate Arntz comes in on his back.
Got the latest info from BSU Athletics, from the players, coaches, and teams. From the shores of Lake Bemidji. Now let's head to the Go Green headquarters for the Go Green Mill Coaches Show on WMIS-FM, The River.
Good evening and welcome to the Green Mill, the Go Green Mill Coaches Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Tis the season for the playoffs because of basketball playoffs, which start in an hour. We will only be here for an hour today. We want everybody to be listening to the women's basketball game, which starts in an hour.
Exactly.
So, women start at 7, men start at 8. Basketball tonight.
Women at 1300.
Women at Wayne, men at Augie. Women's hockey starts their playoffs this weekend.
Yes.
Jim Scanlon, the head coach of the Beaver women's hockey team with us. Scanny, as always, thank you much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
When it comes to playoff time, it's cliche. Everybody starts 0-0. Does your team have that mentality, though?
Fresh start.
Does your team actually have that mentality this year?
Absolutely. You know what? It is a fresh start. You know, it's the bottom line is it's playoffs, and you want to advance. You want to move on to the final face-off, and you got to win two games on the weekend. So our mentality is let's go down there, folks, on Friday's game. We'll deal with the blizzard and the snowstorm that's going to be hitting. But hey, we're gonna go out there and do the best we can to get Friday's game. We'll go from there. If we come short, then we got Saturday. So, but yeah, it's no question. It's a fresh start. It's just an exciting time of the year. You know, the finale of the playoffs always just brings out the best in everybody. And this is what you play for. I mean, this is what you've worked for. And all of us as coaches, you want to be playing your best hockey at this time of the year. And we feel really good about the way we're playing. We know we've got a tremendous challenge to go down to Minnesota. But with this group, we're looking forward to it.
Your team goes into this weekend the 7th seed. Gophers are the number 2 seed. If the Beavers have a short memory, 2 years ago you went to Duluth, the 6th seed, and upset the number 3. What was it, 5 seed?
Yeah, we were 5, yep.
No, we were the 6th seed.
Nope.
Going into the 3. Are you sure?
Yep.
Coaches are never wrong.
I know, but I'm
last year.
I
last year,
was...
last year they were the 6th seed. We were the 3 seed. But the year before, we were the 5-4.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So you go in as an underdog.
Yep.
Needless.
Either
to
way,
say.
You know what? Doesn't matter, Kelly. Either way, it could be. Yeah, no question. We're an underdog. They're the favorites. But you know what? It's when that puck drops at it's 6:07 there on Friday night. Doesn't matter. It's just. Mm-hmm. Go out there and play.
Well, and the goal and the team isn't so insurmountable. I mean, you've beaten them before
this
season.
Yes, you're exactly right. Yep.
So, I mean, it's not like you go down there, you know, we're 0-30 against the Gophers. You guys have had some success both at here and at Ritter Arena.
Absolutely. No question. And it's, again, a very, very good team. I'm not going to take anything away from them, but it's not that juggernaut that they've been in the past where they just steamrolled everybody and with a unanimous number 1 seed. I mean, they've had a few bumps in the road. They've had some injuries. I just like the way we're playing it. So that's our focus is on us, and let's just go out there and do the best we can in terms of how we play. And I think if we do that, we're gonna be right there.
Well, all the games are pretty close. I mean, it was, victory for you 2-0 on the Saturday of your home series. You lost 3-1 on Friday, but then even down at Ritter Arena, the scores were 4-0, 4-1. I mean, so in hockey, I mean, you're not that far away from
Kelly
tipping
can
the scale.
Attest, we went down there both first periods of both the Saturday and Sunday games. We played extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the Sunday game? I think we outshot them like 9-3, and we're down 2-0. It was just one of those games, but. But again, they were you know, they certainly were the deserving team both those nights. But we were right there. You're exactly right, Biss.
This may sound like a crazy question, but that's what I'm good at, so I'll ask it anyway. There is a mentality in sports that teams that have their backs against the wall and are trying to achieve something down the stretch are dangerous teams come the playoffs. You guys made no... You didn't back away from the fact that you said, we want to be the fifth seed. From the end of the season, we want to be at number five. So the last couple of weeks so that your team had that short-term goal. You didn't get there. Do you feel like you almost have a second life now?
I don't know about second life. I mean, I think, you know, what was impressive was the focus in the locker room Saturday after the game. Obviously, we were very disappointed in terms of how, you know, the result of the game, but it was amazing how as soon as they found out where we were going, you know, the talk in the locker room was, you know what, we like playing there. You know, we always play well against that team. And so the mentality, you know, they immediately started, you know, the focus shifted to, you know what, let's go to Minnesota and hey, let's see what we can do. So, I mean, as a coach, you can't ask for anything more than that. There certainly wasn't any, you know, oh my gosh, what, you know, shoulda, woulda, coulda. You know, I could do that, and I did that watching the game, watching the film on Saturday. It was so frustrating because we were so close so many times to score in the first period, and any time that puck goes in the net, it totally flips how that game goes. Like, you can just sense it, and we just couldn't do it. And then, you know, a bad bounce here, a fluky goal there, you're down 2-0. And even then, though, we make it 2-1, we're buzzing, we hit a crossbar, it was just extremely frustrating to go back and watch that game. And you know, we talked about it on Tuesday. You know, we were one win anywhere in the year, one win away from being the fifth seed. And be honest with you, we could have been the fourth seed if things had fallen right in terms of how we played. We were in it. We were in that many games that we could have won.
That's why coaches, if they have hair, it's gray, and most of them don't because they've already pulled it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you mentioned how close your games have been against this Minnesota Gopher team, and I know in years past when I've talked to their head coach, Brad Frost, he always says of Bemidji State that they're the hardest working team in the league and the toughest to play. I don't know what it is about the Gophers, but your team is kind of, you've always been in those games where it's been close, at least in the last, like, 3-4 years.
Yeah, well, I think certainly there's that fear. I mean, they certainly can hammer you. I mean, they're talented enough to, they can put up a crooked number in an awful big hurry. So I think everybody knows that. So it's like, you know what, the focus is really, really high. And we know we have to play hard. We know we have to be really good in our zone and have good stick on puck. And, you know, I think that comes with just playing that team because they realize how good that team can be. But the other end, I just like how we're playing. I think we can put more pressure on them than they may anticipate. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, obviously every game's different. Goaltending is always really, really important, obviously, in the playoffs, and that's another reason we feel good. Obviously, we feel really good about our goaltending. And you know what? Let's just go down there and throw everything we can at Friday night, and we'll see what happens. Strange thing happens. Strange things happen in the playoffs. Stranger things happen during blizzards, so we'll see.
Well, now the atmosphere's got to be pretty fun to play in. You know,
oh, yeah,
they
you're
get
right.
A good crowd already during the regular season,
great
even though
crowd.
They're not cheering for you.
No, great crowd.
You're playing
yep.
In front of a lot of eyeballs.
There. Absolutely. You know, it's a... You know, this weekend is, you know, with the girls' state high school tournament going on, there could be even more people that are around. But yeah, you're right. It's a great environment. It's a people, their fans follow them and they're loyal, and it's a loud building, so
can feed off that a little
absolutely,
bit.
Absolutely, you bet. Yep.
Jim Scanlon, our guest tonight, head coach of the BSU women's hockey team. They open up the playoffs Friday night at Minnesota. All games here on the Beeper Radio Network Friday, Saturday, and if needed on Sunday. You have a freshman and sophomore group that are, quote-unquote, your recruits that have kind of come into their own as the season progressed. How do you like how your youngsters have emerged and how your veterans have kind of taken over that leadership role as the season progressed?
Yeah, you know, both counts. You know, really, really happy with the way they're playing. I have to... You know, in terms of the sophomore group, you know, Emily and Sylvia and Natalie and Lisa had already committed to Steve before I came. Missy was the only sophomore that I was involved with and in the freshman. But in terms of the leadership, I think our seniors have done a great job. You know, it's always interesting to see how that dynamic works because, you know, last year we certainly had some very strong leaders personality-wise. You know, obviously very good players. And so there was no question. You knew who the leaders were, and they were, you know, some of them were pretty demanding. This group different. You know, they're all. First of all, they're just all wonderful young women that great representatives of our program, the university. But to see them grow in that role has been fun. It's watch them interact, especially with the young, you know, the freshmen, just take them under their wings. And to me, that's been the neatest thing about this team is how close they've been, right, almost from the get-go. It's very, very close off the ice. They get along really well. But then to see the freshmen grow, to see Emily Berglund have the year she's had, it's been fun because she's worked so hard to get better. You know, she does all the little things. She works hard in practice, before practice, after practice. And to have a 16-goal score at this point is pretty amazing. And that's been great. But obviously all the freshmen, Kiki and Haley and Abby, have probably had more ice time up front. But I think Jack's played tremendous. All four of them, they've had their moments. It's not an easy league to transition into as a freshman player in this league, but really happy with all of them. And Bree Jordy, since the new year on, has really stepped up her game. So it's been fun, no question.
Well, you mentioned Emily Berglund, and the stat that I didn't even think about, obviously she leads this Beaver squad with 16 goals. She's only one goal shy of the Gophers' leading goal scorer, Kelly Panic, who's got 17.
Huh.
That's a great stat. You look at that, and obviously.
And we played less games. I mean, I think Minnesota has been the same situation. They had to play the Whitecaps twice. So.
Well, they don't have a dominating player then, like they usually
do. Well, no, Kelly Panic's very good. She's leading the country in scoring. I mean, she has 17 goals and
40 assists.
So
she's, together with Potomac and Cameron Easy, when we played them in November, they scored all four goals in the Sunday game. But Danny got hurt, unfortunately, obviously for Minnesota, but even for all of us at college hockey, she did something to her ankle, and she's been, they said she was out for the year. I know she was on the ice for senior day activities there on Sunday, fully dressed, so who knows, maybe she'll be Kessel and show up in the playoffs. But they were a dynamite line. I mean, they were the top scoring line in the country. So it's been a little different with Danny out, but still a very, very, very good player in Panic. And obviously Potomac's got over 100 points as a sophomore. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. What would you say is your strength? Goaltending, obviously, pretty solid. But from your perspective, what is the biggest strength of your team?
Well, I don't think there's one line that a team can focus on to try to shut us down. I've just really been happy with the way Haley Mack's lines play. They haven't, they've scored some, but they've tilted the ice virtually every time they've been on the ice. And then obviously Berge's been hot. But lately, Lauren Miller has played as well as I've seen her playing. When she's playing like that, she's a dynamic player. And so it's just the depth of our team, how we're playing. We're getting up and down the ice. We could be a little better, I think, defensively overall. That's one area that I think that's hasn't been quite the same this year, just in terms of overall team defense. That's the best. The thing I like about our team is just, we're deep. All of our forwards will get up and down the ice. We'll play hard. And we'll battle. We'll do everything we can, obviously, to do what we have to do. So.
Well, and you mentioned defense. Two of your top four scorers are Alexis Joyce, who's number two, and Madison Hutchinson, who's your fourth leading scorer. And both of them are defensemen. It's obviously good to get some scoring from the
question,
blue line.
No question. It's so important for any team in this league to get scoring from everybody. And when your defense are chipping in, that helps. No question. Because we have to work hard to manufacture goals. We really do. And we need our defense to get involved. They can't be spectators. We need them to be our second wave on rush offense opportunities. And, AJ's that type of player. She's a high risk, high reward type player. And we certainly need her to be at her best defensively this weekend against Minnesota.
I must admit, I have seen you play once this year. When you were playing, when the men weren't, I'll admit I wanted to stay as far away from a hockey rink as I could. I saw you play North Dakota, who is playing at home this weekend, so that tells you what kind of team they are. And for most of that game, you didn't let them hardly touch the puck.
Yep.
Can you take over a game like that, no matter who you're playing, come playoff time?
I think it's certainly within us to do it, yeah, absolutely. And it's not so much, it's again, being smart with the puck. Puck management is so important, but it's really highlighted against teams like Minnesota because they transition so well. So when I talk about puck management, when we're coming up the ice, we got to make strong plays in the neutral zone. We can't make soft plays where they get the puck you know, the puck turns over with their D, because now they're coming at us 100 miles an hour. We need to make sure we get pucks behind their D, make them turn, face their net. Now we can get after them. That's really important. And when we're in the offensive zone, we got to be smart with it. We got to cycle. We got to puck protect. We can't make hole plays. We can't just throw it out front hoping that we're going to get it, because, again, they're going the other way. So if we can be smart with it, we get it. We go low, high, we spread. If we're moving our feet in the offensive zone, moving the puck, we can do that to any, we can do that against anybody. We really can.
Special teams, such a big part of the game. How has your special teams been this year?
Really good. Yeah, really good. Our penalty kill has been outstanding. Our power play, I think, is third in the league in terms of a percentage. It's not extremely high. It just goes to show you how tough it is to score. But I think the big thing is, if we can be plus in our special teams this weekend, that's going to go a long way. I
mean, yeah.
If we can just even get one power play goal and hold them to zero, I mean, that'd be huge. I mean, but you're right. Special teams are always really, really important. They've got a great power play. I think it's second in the league behind Wisconsin. So we've got to do everything we can to stay out of the box. But then obviously if we get a penalty, we're gonna have to work hard and work as a unit and do our best to keep them off the scoreboard.
How many penalties have you guys got?
One of the lower penalized teams in the league. Yeah, it's that's been another thing that's been really important. We've been pretty disciplined.
Limit the opponent's opportunity. Yeah, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, we get beat the other night by Mankato. The winning goal was on a power play. It was such a fluky goal. It wasn't like your typical tic-tac-toe great power play. I mean, she was standing below the goal line extended, and just kind of threw it at the net, and it goes in. I mean, that's you know,
Beaver men's fans have seen that happen a million times.
Yeah. It's one of those plays. She could do it 100 times, and 99 times it's not gonna go in.
Yeah.
Your defense obviously starts with Brittany Mullett.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
She's had a great career here at Bemidji State. Holds just about every record, career-wise.
Good record.
Good records. She's just one shutout shy of Zuzana Tomchikova's 18 shutouts for a career. This last weekend broke the all-time saves record with, 3,522 saves.
That's a lot of saves.
That's getting hit a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Coach, she's not had the season that I'm guessing she wishes she would have had as far as record wins, losses. She's still an amazing goaltender to watch.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, she's never been one big on stats anyway. But she's given us a chance, Kelly, no question. And, you know, you've certainly seen all the games, and there's so many times where she's really been victimized by just funny bounces. And there's been games where we've left her all alone and not done a very good job picking up sticks. But she's, you know, every single game, she's given us a chance, whether it's, you know, she'll always make that big save when we seem to need it the most. And I mean, I couldn't be more happy with how she's played. And obviously the record hasn't been as good. Her numbers aren't as good, but that's a reflection of a younger team.
Mm-hmm.
But sure, she's certainly been every bit as good, I think, as she's been in any other years.
Well, you've got a freshman who redshirted, Lauren Bench. Mm-hmm. Aaron Dieters, who will come back next year. Mackenzie Brooke, who also graduates, a five-year senior. How much has Brittany Mowat helped your younger goaltenders lead by example, obviously, but also just on the ice through practices?
Well, I think if you ask Lauren, she's learned a tremendous amount from her. Just, again, watching how she interacts, watching how she handles situations. You know, Britt's not, you know, outwardly emotional. She doesn't show a lot of emotion in terms of she does not slam. She doesn't slam her stick or anything like that. I mean, she's just so calm. And I think Lauren's learned a lot from that, watching her practice. Really excited about what Lauren can do for us. She's going to be one heck of a goalie. So, but yeah, there's no question that Lauren, and same with Aaron. I mean, they've all helped Lauren with this whole transition, being, you know, redshirting, and everything is just practice. But she's certainly gotten better, and those three goalies have helped her a lot.
Jim Scanlon, our guest tonight, to open up the playoffs Friday. Produce a pregame show at 5:30 on the road at Minnesota. Playoff week has begun. The women's basketball team is in Wayne, Nebraska. Their Bonusa pregame show starts in 11 minutes. The men's Bonusa pregame show starts in an hour and 11 minutes. We're here just for an hour, so you can flip on over to the AM dial or click the other button on our website to listen into the women's basketball game and then the men's game to follow. More with Coach Jim Scanlon when we return, and we'll also be joined by senior Madison Hutchinson a little later on this hour as well.
Go Green Mill Coaches Show, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
It's the Go Green Mill Coaches Show, live from the Green Mill on WMIS-FM 92.1 The River.
The Shrimp Street Tacos Trio and Fish Tacos are back at Taco John's. It's exciting news that's probably got you all like, I can't believe it. I'm going to go to the ocean, get on a boat, and have a dance party. But the truth is, they're better than a boat party, and they're way better than any fish sandwich, because they're made with fresh everything. The Shrimp Street Tacos Trio and Fish Tacos. Fish and shrimp like it should be. Taco John's.
Roll in. Roll in to CarQuest.
CarQuest of Bemidji is your locally owned auto parts store with a large inventory of auto parts for the vehicles northern Minnesotans like to drive and great pricing for over-the-counter do-it-yourselfers. Or bring it in to our ASE-certified mechanics for all of your automotive and automotive fleet needs. Come visit your friends at your locally owned CarQuest in front of Menards in Bemidji. Open 7 days a week, including 10 to 3 on Sundays.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
The school year is here. For custom team clothing, visit Skeeter Stitch in Bemidji. Have your local team, church group, or business looking their best in custom embroidery or screen printing made just for you. Skeeter Stitch also has the hottest new clothing on the shelves for the Beavers, Lumberjacks, and other local teams. Plus, they offer letter jackets and chenille for all area high schools. Visit or call Skeeter Stitch today, just a half a mile west of the Bemidji High School on 5th Street. Visit online, SkeeterStitch.com. Skeeter Stitch of Bemidji.
Change is easier with a partner to lend a helping hand. Your partners at First National Bank Bemidji are here to help. They've been working with families for generations, helping them to build and buy homes, send kids off to college, and make plans for retirement. When it comes to financial needs, you can count on your friends at First National Bank Bemidji to help you do the heavy lifting.
First National Bank of Bemidji, a partnership for generations, member FDIC.
At Pepsi, we think it's important to celebrate stuff in life.
Like when you text that really cute guy you met at a party on Friday, and he immediately texts you back, you celebrate with an ice-cold Pepsi.
Or your friend turns on the radio, and your absolute most favorite new song just happens to be playing. That calls for a Pepsi, too.
Because when you and your roommate order a pizza and the delivery guy throws in extra breadsticks, no charge?
Break out the Pepsi.
Corners Sports is your award-winning Lund Boat and Mercury outboard dealer. And the Catch of the Year sales event is going on now. Now is the best time to save on all Lund boats powered with the Mercury four-stroke outboards. From the Fury to the Impacts and Pro Vs, and including the Tyee. Great discounts on all remaining Lund boats. So, hurry into Corner Sports during the Catch of the Year sales event, 1.5 miles north of the airport in Bemidji, or see them on the web. Cornersports.us.
Back to the Go Green Mill Coaches Show.
Welcome back to the Green Mill, Go Green Mill Coaches Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Just 1 hour tonight with the Beaver Women's Basketball Playoffs starting here at the top of the hour. Men will start at 8 tonight. Men's hockey wraps up the regular season this weekend. Their playoffs start the following week. Jim Scanlon, head coach of the women's hockey team, with us here in hour number one. Jim, who is the best skating team in the women's league, and where do you kind of stack up in that list, too?
Well, that's a good question. Certainly, the one line at Duluth is very, very impressive. But I think from a team standpoint, I'd probably have to say Wisconsin, with Minnesota being right there. But I think we stack up with anybody in terms of just our speed. We've got some, you know, obviously not everybody, but we've got some gals that can get up and down the ice, particularly our younger players, Haley and Kiki, and certainly Lauren and Lauren Miller. They can get up and down the ice. And the key thing is moving the puck. I mean, the puck's got always to move way faster than a player can skate. So if we have that puck moving our feet, we can be a pretty quick team.
Well, that's been the one thing I've been very impressed with this year, is how fast your freshmen came in. I mean, you mentioned Haley and Kiki. Abby's just as fast.
Jack can get up and down
and
the ice.
Jack can get up. And actually, Jack was really good on Saturday, just watching her forecheck.
Yeah, yeah, she had a really good game. Yep.
Tom has always said hands and feet are the most important thing that you're looking for when recruiting. If you don't have that, you can have great hockey sense and still not be a very good player.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Is that the same on the women's side?
Yeah, absolutely. That skating is, I mean, it's. I think it's important, obviously, for, I mean, you can certainly have, maybe somebody's not the fastest skater, but if they think the game well, it's certainly going to help. But it's just, it's, you know, to create separation, to close, all those things. I mean, if you got the jump in your feet, it really helps.
What about, the recruiting? Because, of course, you mentioned that the high school hockey tournament's going on. So at the same time, are you still doing recruiting this time of year, or are you just...
Yeah, that never ends. It's amazing the classes we're working on. We're working on 2019,
oh my
2018,
goodness.
Still 2020. I mean, it's just nuts. Yeah, yeah.
Well, how is the state of women's hockey in high school these days?
Minnesota actually is still really, really, really good. Yeah, there's a lot of good players. You look at the All-Metro team that just came out, you know, four of the six are going to Minnesota, of course.
Go
figure.
One to Wisconsin, goalie going to Union. But, you know, there's good classes, you know, besides the senior class, there's some good classes in the, you know, the 2018, 2019. I mean, there's a lot of good players.
How's it work in Canada?
A lot of good players in Canada.
Yeah, but from a high school perspective, is it high school teams?
Some of them are. Like Madison played AAA Midget. It's called the AAA Midget League, where, you know, it wasn't their high school they played for.
It was the city.
Well, it was a midget team. And we can ask her when she gets on a little bit. But she and Britt actually have played together since they were been in fifth or sixth grade. So
wow.
But there are some private schools like St. Mary's and Winnipeg. Has got, you know, Belmar. Shaftesbury used to have a team. There's some private schools that they have a private school league.
Yeah. Okay, but the rest are pretty much the regional teams.
Yeah,
kind of.
Manitoba Midget, Saskatchewan Midget, AAA, kind of the same thing. Yep.
Well, one of the players that's coming here next year was in the top 10 for Miss Minnesota Hockey.
Yep.
Paige
Beebe for Blaine. Yep. She plays tomorrow in the state tournament. Yeah.
What can we expect to see out of her?
I think you're gonna like. You really like her. Just a real strong power forward. Can shoot it. I was watching Rozo today, and that's who they play, and I'm like, you know, they just don't have anybody that matches up physically with her. I mean, she's just a strong, strong player physically, and she gets up and down the ice, and she's a bull in a china shop, and she's gonna be a fun player to watch.
Is recruiting what you thought it was going to be as far as how much work and effort it takes, or did you expect what you got?
Well, it's a little similar back, you know, going back to my days on the men's side. It's just not as geographically as spread out, obviously, as the men are. And, you know, Eddie just showed up the other day for the first time in like 2 weeks, and he's just been all over the place. You know, it's a little bit more centralized, and we can pick our spots in terms of when we're going. But there are, you know, you can certainly, I mean, all across Canada, obviously, you can go all across Canada. There's players. But certainly in our region, Minnesota is strong. There's good players in Wisconsin. You know, Chicago Mission's a real good team, a real good program that produces players. Detroit's got a number of programs. So there's kind of, you know, different pockets. Obviously, the East Coast has got quite a few. We don't spend as much time there. It's just been hard. Obviously, there's a lot of schools that they have to bypass before they come to Bemidji. And obviously, the academic side is the first and foremost. There is pro hockey, but they're certainly not making a living at it. So.
Well, and the men are recruiting guys who have played 3 years of junior hockey, and they've been away from home.
Yep.
That's a big factor for an 18-year-old.
It is.
On the women's side.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Staying close to home.
Yeah.
Do you ever have the opposite, where they kind of try to work their way onto you and get into the program, where they say, I want to play for Bemidji State?
Every now and then, absolutely, yep. Yeah, love those kind of players.
Yeah, it's just that if they're at the same level, you need
exactly,
them to be, right?
Yeah, that's the main part right there.
Yeah, well, anybody could say they want to play for you, Jim.
Yep, we get a lot of emails, believe me.
Yeah.
Well, this last weekend was senior weekend. Obviously, you have six that will graduate at the end of this school year, and some may end up continuing on with hockey, and some may just go back for their masters and stay in school, and others will, you know, go on with life and get a job.
The real world stinks.
Exactly. Coach, what can you say about the contributions made by these six young ladies that will graduate this year?
Well, you know, first of all, they're all going to go on, I think, and be successful at whatever they go into, whether it's working, you know, raising a family, whatever. They're just really, really good people first and foremost. So they're gonna be successful, and they're gonna be great, again, great representatives of our university, our program. But their contributions are, you know, it's hard to put, because they've been so instrumental in what this team has done since I've been here. I mean, you know, the first 2 years, obviously the success we had, they were major parts of it. And you know, Hutchie's been a top, you know, she's been a top two defenseman basically her whole career here. Has been one of our leading scorers basically her whole career here. So how can you measure what her contributions? It's been phenomenal. Certainly, you know, Britt, we've talked about. You know, Lauren's been a top two line player since she's been here. You know, Carly hasn't been as obviously hasn't had the points offensively, but she's been real solid defensively and a great leader. You know, Nellie obviously redshirted when she was a freshman, and has worked hard. She had to obviously a lot of seniors last year that she had to kind of wait for her opportunity, but certainly has taken full advantage of the opportunities she's gotten. And, you know, great. You know, whatever role we've given her, she doesn't complain. She just goes out and does it. You know, it's again a lot of respect for her. And obviously, Brooksy's been here now 3 years. You know, it's been obviously tough for any other goalie to get in the net because of Britt. But again, just a great teammate that's worked hard and really earned the respect of her teammates because of her work ethic. So again, just all really good people that we're certainly going to miss. And but they're going to go on and do extremely well wherever they go, whatever they do.
What kind of a leader is Madison Hutchinson?
You know what? She's been a leader since she's been here, and you know, been somebody that anybody could go to in the locker room, and that's something that I've, you know, right from my first year. She was a sophomore, obviously. And somebody that received votes when I did the voting. You know, I did the vote for a captain. She was the only sophomore that received votes that year.
Wow.
She received votes as a junior, so that just told me a lot about what her teammates thought of her. You know, being a captain is not as easy as people might think it is. There's a lot of responsibility, and there's more pressure that comes naturally with being wearing a letter. But I think she's handled it just incredibly well, and hasn't affected her game. She just goes out, plays hard, and you know, she's never once complained. She's never been 100% healthy. You know, she's always had little. There's been a issue with her hip that would keep a lot of people off the ice, but it's never kept her off the ice. She never even talked about it. And she just calls out plays, and so she leads by example, but she's an unbelievable voice in the locker room that you know, again, that people can go to, and she's been a tremendous leader for us, no doubt.
Obviously, you have graduated, or the program, I should say, has graduated some high-end talent in the last handful of years. It's always the goal to recruit better talent than what you're graduating. It's getting hard to do with these last couple of senior classes,
yeah,
no doubt,
yeah. You just can't replace players like that. You know, you're going to bring in a new class, but you can't replace the experience of a Madison Hutchinson. You know, you can't replace that kind of a player like Lauren Miller or you know, obviously Britt. How do you replace that? You know, you keep bringing in high-end people who are good hockey players, and you know, that's the legacy that those seniors leave behind. That's what you hope the rest of the group will follow. And I think our junior class has been fortunate to have them as leaders, because now they're going to do a good job of us taking that mantle next year.
Coach Jim Scanlon, our guest tonight. Go Green Mill Coaches Show, just 1 hour tonight. Beaver Women's Basketball Playoffs at Wayne State start here at the top of the hour. We take a break, and we'll preview the other series across the WCHA. Kick the coach loose, bring senior Madison Hutchinson in. Go Green Mill Coaches Show right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
You're listening to the Go Green Mill Coaches Show. From the menu to their genuine service, everything they do at the Green Mill in Bemidji is focused on one thing: providing their guests with the best restaurant experience possible. Their menu features legendary pizzas, unique pastas, and excellent entrees, along with a wide selection of wings, burgers, sandwiches, and appetizers. The bar is loaded with great drink deals, sports viewing, games, and relaxed conversation. Dine in or call 444-1875 for takeout or delivery. Bemidji's Green Mill, pizza, pasta, beer, and wings. We'll see you at the mill.
Hi, this is Phil from Deerwood Bank here in Bemidji. Free business checking ought to be, you know, free, as in no monthly service fees. Not today, next month, or next year. That's kind of the point. Small business owners, make sure you're not paying for free. If it's time to move your business account, let us do the heavy lifting. Bring in your statement and we'll take care of the account transfers, automatic payments, payroll, everything. You don't work for us, we work for you. We're Deerwood Bank, member FDIC, and the bank with all the answers.
Paul Bunyan Communications is now a certified Apple Service Center. For both in-warranty and out-of-warranty service on your iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, Mac computer, and Beats products, bring it to Paul Bunyan Communications. We can also service non-Apple computers. Our service center is on the first floor of our Bemidji office and open Monday through Friday from 8:30 until 5. Choose Paul Bunyan Communications, Northern Minnesota's certified Apple Service Center. It's right here.
The following is a message from the Bud Light Party.
The Bud Light Party is exposing our nation's hottest issue. It's our laptops. They're warm, and they're getting even warmer. Why would they make something that rests in our laps get so hot? Can't they just figure out how to get some coolant in there? Until America finds a solution, an ice-cold Bud Light in our hands will help cool our laps. This message approved by the Bud Light Party. Raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Every day made better at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 Bemidji. Come see us at the Outdoor Sports Show February 9th through 11th. For this event, we are offering our special financing once again. Enjoy your hot tub free for one full year. That's right, with special show financing, we will pay your payments for one full year on select hot tubs, saunas, and game tables. Come see us at the show and our store at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Look for the big duck across from Target.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Okay, we're at 3,500 feet. You ready?
Of course. I just enrolled in ePay from Otter Tail Power Company. Managing my account is so easy. And ePay is available on my phone. Anytime, anywhere, even way up here.
Go, go, go.
Try something new.
Free, easy, mobile. Woo-hoo! Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Otter Tail Power Company.
It's the Go Green Mill Coaches Show.
Live from the Green Mill.
On WMIS-FM, 92.1 The River.
Welcome back to the Green Mill. Go Green Mill Coaches Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Changing plans. Jim's food came. We'll let him eat.
That was good timing.
Yeah. Madison Hutchinson, senior defenseman out of Manitou, Manitoba, our guest. Madison, thanks for being a Beaver these last 4 years.
Well, thank you.
Where is Manitou, Manitoba?
It is basically on the border of the Manitoba side and the Canadian side. I'm about 15 minutes north, kind of right in the middle of the province. So it's about 4.5 hours from here.
So north Dakota?
Yeah.
North of North Dakota?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, go up straight up to Grand Forks, mm-hmm. and I'm about an hour and a bit west of Emerson.
Bad.
No.
It's pretty.
It sounds pretty rural.
Oh, I'm very rural.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what's Canadian hockey like in a rural area? How did you pick up playing, and where did you end up? You know, is there a youth hockey program where you are?
Yep. In every small town, we all have youth programs. So where I'm from, Manitou, we have what we call the Manitou Tigers, where I played for my first probably 12, 13 years that I played.
Wow.
So I started when I was 4, played up there until I went into grade 9. So when I went into grade 9, I played a first year of high school hockey, and it was the first year that our area ever had high school hockey.
Oh, wow.
And the high school hockey didn't last long.
Where's the closest team if you just got it?
Well, like, Depends. Depends on where we went. So, like, anywhere it ranged from probably, like, an hour and a half to half an hour, 45 minutes. It was kind of really dependent because we're really spread out. Because my town, they would take, like, three or four towns to make one high school team. Right. So, like, you have to find regions outside of those four towns to play against.
Now, isn't your town, like, 250 people or something? Or is it?
No. We're a little bit bigger than that. We're about 700, 800, around that.
Okay, I came from a town in Minnesota, the state of hockey, of 600 people. Nobody had ever heard of hockey.
Well, nobody in Goodhue plays hockey. They play
didn't
basketball.
Play it. They'd heard of it before. Yeah. Come on.
They didn't really care about it.
No, probably
even
not.
Being the state of hockey. There's no other thing in Manitou other than hockey, is there?
Nope, not really.
Farming and hockey, right?
Yeah.
Now, were your parents farmers?
Nope. No, my mom is a nurse.
Okay.
And my dad works for Manitoba Hydro, so the hydro company in Manitoba.
Okay.
Yep.
That'd be the water company? Is that right?
Nope, that's like electricity.
Hydro is electricity,
yep.
All right.
Hydra, not hydro.
Hydro. Well.
This is getting a lesson on electric.
Kel told you this interview is very wide-ranging.
Now, you grew up playing with Brittany Mowat. At what point did you guys become friends and start playing together?
When did we start? Probably, like Coach said, fifth, sixth grade. We played on a summer hockey team together for 5 years, I think we played together on a summer hockey team. And then just spring hockey in Manitoba, they do a lot of, they get the like most elite players together, and they do lots of camps, lots of tournaments, just lots, like Team Manitoba, basically, but when you're younger. So we kind of started then, and then we started to become more good friends when we played together in Pembina Valley, definitely, because we started together in grade 10.
Okay.
So played all year round, traveled all around Canada, all around the U.S. playing. So definitely when we got into Pembina Valley is when we became better friends.
Okay, so how special is it that you're graduating with your best friend and you've played alongside her all these years?
It's pretty cool. It's not a very, like, a story that happens very often. Usually once you head to college, you split off and go your separate ways. But, no, it's pretty awesome.
Well, the men have it too. Charlie O'Connor and
Phil
Marinaccio. Yeah.
Yep.
Have been friends forever.
That's awesome.
Now, did you guys plan to come to Bemidji State together, or did you make that decision independently?
Made it independently. We definitely were looking at like some of the same places together, and we didn't know. We were like, oh, like, where are you going? Like, kind of pros and cons of every place. And I committed first, and then one of our other friends there was three of us that were looking to go Division I, and we were looking around. So I committed first, and then our other friend committed to Providence, and then it was Britton. Britt was like still humming and hawing where she wanted to go, and then one day she came to practice. She's like, I guess I'm coming to Bemidji with you.
Well, we're certainly glad both of you came here.
Oh, yes. I'm glad we both came here, too.
Were you aware of Bemidji?
When I was younger, not really. Not most until I got into the more recruiting stage, like getting to travel. Because actually, my first college game was my first game played. I'd never seen a college game before until I'd come.
So not even to Grand Forks?
Nope.
Or any place like that, huh? Is Grand Forks, the North Dakota, the big thing in hockey where you are?
Right.
From a collegiate?
Yeah, so if people talked about Division I, they talked about...
UND?
Yeah. People didn't really know about Bemidji.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. So who was your first game against?
Lindenwood, I believe. I'm pretty sure it was in Lindenwood, yep.
In Lindenwood?
Yep.
Oh, I think I remember that. Wait, I remember game.
A plane ride to St. Louis is your first collegiate game.
Yep.
And you weren't playing defense. You were playing a different position, weren't you?
I was playing a different position.
Okay, you got to tell the story of that. Now I remember it. Coach had to refresh my memory. I'm like, oh, I remember that Lindenwood story.
Yeah, well, I guess we flew down to Lindenwood, and one of our starting goaltender, our senior goaltender that year, actually ended up having to go in for emergency surgery. I think the day before, like right as we got
that.
There.
Endectomy,
that was Jessica Havel.
No, I can't remember what the whole...
She had a non-cancerous mass in her
stomach
area.
Yeah, so that ended up happening. And then I don't think Brittany had ever seen a game either.
No.
So this was her going into the first game, and then she was like having to play. And then we didn't travel a third goalie because Aaron was redshirting.
Yep.
So there was only one, and we needed a second goalie to dress. So I volunteered, being very innocent freshman who didn't know, hadn't seen a game before. I was like, I'll put my hand up. I'm like, I'll be goalie. I was like, this is new to me. I've never seen a game, so I'm going to witness it from afar.
Okay, that just sets you up for being the captain of this squad. I mean, so many years back, it just showed your character. You were willing to do whatever it took for this hockey team. Where did that come from? Is that kind of how you were raised as a kid?
Definitely. It was the hockey team's family. And my parents have drilled into me years over year. You got to be kind. You got to be loving. You have to kind of go with the flow. You can't just be, I don't know, like stuck in a way. You have to make sure that you're open-minded and that you're just wanting to be what's best for the team, what's best for everyone.
Well, Mackenzie Brooke, when I interviewed her last weekend, she called you Mama Hutch. You are the mother of this team, aren't you?
You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm all okay with that. I've taken on the role of, I've been called that by probably 3/4 of the team to up to probably the whole team. So, but yeah, they're all my children. I love them all.
So you're always keeping on them and keeping them in check, basically?
Oh, yes. Yep. I want to be a person that someone can always come up to if they ever have a problem. That I'm definitely, there's no closed doors. I want to be approachable. I think it's a big key to a team is having good communication with everyone. If someone's having trouble, just talk. Because it's hard to just bundle it up inside yourself and just keep it all bundled up. Because it just usually ends up being bad. It sucks trying to bundle or
hold it all in. Yeah,
yeah, that's the way.
Women are more emotional than men when it comes to things that happen off the ice. Or even on the ice, for that matter. But how much has the culture changed since you first came to Bemidji State?
You know, it's definitely changed quite a bit. Yeah, I feel like there's no there's no dividing between classes. If you're a freshman, if you're a senior, it doesn't matter. We're all the same. We're all with one focus, what's best for the team. So, no, I think that's definitely maybe one of the biggest things that's changed over the years.
And it's been a great thing.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Do you have a favorite memory of a game? Any particular game stand out to you as one of your best, personally?
You know, I don't know. That's hard. This past weekend was pretty special, getting to play in front of a bunch of family that came down and getting to celebrate being a senior. And it's kind of a sad thing, but it's also a good thing in a way. But I know it kind of brought all the team together to actually realize that if we're not careful and we don't play our hearts out this weekend, this coming up weekend, our season could be over.
Yeah.
So I think it definitely was nice to see everyone on the same page and know what we need to do this weekend.
Well, you play the Gophers this weekend, a team you've beaten already this year, a team that you faced 2 years ago in the final faceoff and knocked them out of the championship game.
Yep.
You go into this weekend, the underdogs again. What's kind of the mindset? Do you guys think of yourselves as the underdog?
You know, no. I think we just got to come in there thinking about how we play. We can't control how they play. We just have to make sure that we're playing our game, playing how we want to play, and make sure that we're not chasing them around. Stay calm, cool, collected, and just play Beaver hockey.
All with a smile on her face.
How much smack talk is there on the ice?
Depends on the game. Depends on the team.
Minnesota?
You know what? Minnesota's a classy team. They always have been. They're not a team that's going to come out and do dirty things. So
they don't chirp a lot?
No. It's
let their actions speak for themselves.
Yeah, they've got some amazing players, and they're classy, and they know that if they come out and play how they play, and they don't need to be dirty. Like, some teams come out, and they're just...
They try to intimidate you, right?
Right. And they just come out, and yeah, no, they're a nice, good team, and nice, classy team, and it's fun to play against them.
So you play here 1 year under Coach Sertich.
Yep.
He announces he's retiring. What's going through your brain?
It was, that was definitely a little bit of a change. Coming in thinking, okay, 4 years, going to be okay 4 years under Sertich. But then through the whole process, it was nice how we were kept in the loop, how through every stage we were definitely like updated and this is what's happening here, and getting to be involved in like all the interviews and stuff like that. That was, I thought, was really nice. And then when Coach was called and said he got the job, it was pretty nice. After the first practice, you were like, okay, I think this is going to be a good year. So, yeah, it was definitely nice once we finally got on the ice.
Don't give him a big head.
What are the, I mean, both obviously good coaches, good people. Mm-hmm. What are their coaching differences?
Ooh, that's a hard one. This has been a long time since 30 coached.
Yeah.
You might have stumped me here. No, coach is just so calm, and he always gets us all motivated and makes sure we're all one as a team, that where we have one goal and that the team is ratified around that goal, and we're making sure that we're all being the best players we can be, and it's awesome to play under coach.
Coach is not going to like me mentioning this, but what do you think of his pregame speeches?
I like them. They get everyone into the game.
Well, heck, even when I'm on the bus with the team and we get to our destination, Friday game day, he gets up there and he gives his, I want to throw skates on and get out on the ice, and I'm not a good hockey player, so it's very motivating.
Definitely.
It's nice to have that leadership, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very nice.
You are a biology major.
Yep.
I interviewed Reed Mimick earlier this week, and I said, Reed, you might be the smartest hockey player I've ever talked to. Okay, now I've talked to two brainiac hockey players in 1 week. Reed, too, is a biology major, wants to become a doctor.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
You know, that's a very good question. Right now, I'm waiting to find out if I got into a teaching program at home to teach high school sciences, like biology, chemistry, physics, each of those. And if I don't get in there, which I hopefully will, I'm not really sure. Maybe work for a year, kind of figure out what I want to do. My plan is to go back to school, definitely.
Other than hockey, what are some of your interests?
I love being outside. I love being outdoors, camping, fishing, hiking, all that kind of stuff.
Came to the right place for 4 years.
Yep.
A little less windy than where you grew up too, probably. Right? It's like an open plain over there.
She's not from North Dakota.
Well, pretty close.
Where I'm from, we have a ski hill.
You do have a hill.
We have a ski hill 5 minutes down the road, so it's not that flat.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Abyss.
The geography sure changes then north of Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
Oh, yes.
Do you have some lakes?
Oh, yep. Yeah. Yep. We have lots of lakes.
Okay, any brothers or sisters?
I have one younger sister.
She play hockey too?
Yes, she does.
How old is she? Is she playing college hockey yet?
Not yet. No, she is actually graduating from school this year. So she's graduating from high school, and then she is committed to play at the University of Regina in Saskatchewan.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Staying in Canada.
Yep.
Okay.
The men won the McNaughton Cup a week ago. Have you seen it?
Yes, I think I did see it. When we did that the night here, when people could come and they had pizza and stuff, everything.
The hockey wing is a tight-knit wing. Let's just say that one team got the other team sick, and then the second team gave it back to the first team. Did you catch my drift?
What are you saying, Chelsea?
What was it like seeing the guys win a championship?
It's pretty cool. No, we're definitely a tight-knit group, and to see them succeed, it's definitely pretty awesome. They've had some trouble in the last couple years, and it's been really nice to see them come out this year and have a fantastic year, and hopefully to just keep going through this great year.
One team is having success, it makes coming to the rink for practice fun, doesn't it?
Yep. No, it definitely does. Yeah.
I think I embarrassed your best friend at Media Day yesterday by bringing up her boyfriend. I mean, what is that like? Your best friend is Brittany Mullett. She's dating Michael Bitzer, who is...
The two goalies, huh?
Yeah, the two goalies.
Yep. Well, they got a little in common.
Well, obviously. But, you know, it's just an interesting storyline there. But I kind of put her on the spot.
It's not the first time Kel's done that.
No, but usually not on the air.
Now, were you involved, Madison? You were at the Ohio State Brawl game, right?
Yes, I was.
Tell us about it from your perspective.
While coach is sitting in between you two. Yeah. Great.
Well, it definitely was an interesting kind of a turn of events at the end of the game. I was in it for about all of 3 seconds, and I was hit, and then I was like, okay, no, I'm done, and I'm going to get out of this one.
Were you on the ice?
Yep. Oh, yes.
At the time? Okay.
Yep. Came off the bench, and the goalie came in behind me and hit me, and I was like, looked around, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go stand with Britt because Britt can't get in there. So I was one of the few that were able to play the next day.
That observed.
Yep, I observed really well.
Have you ever been in a game like that?
I don't think so.
It's been, I mean, pretty much an all-out bench-clearing brawl, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, definitely have not been involved in one of those before.
Okay, what was great is the next day, there was 11 players on the Beavers and 10, I think, for Ohio State.
Yep.
Plenty of ice time to go around that day.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of minutes. Fun win, wasn't it? I mean, you guys worked your butts off. But.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's definitely after one of those kind of nights to pull out the win the next night. It was definitely very nice after that.
All right, Madison, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I don't want you to predict who's going to win, but as a hockey fan, tell the listeners what they should be looking for in each of these matchups, the other three matchups in the league this weekend. Ohio State at North Dakota.
Well, I think North Dakota's going to pull the win out on that one. North Dakota's a skilled hockey team, and Ohio is a very good goalie, so I could see if North Dakota could have some trouble scoring this weekend, but I think North Dakota will pull out the win on that one.
St. Cloud State at Minnesota Duluth.
Duluth, I think, is going to pull out the win on that one. Yep. They're a good hockey team, and they've got some great hockey players.
That top line.
Yeah, very good.
Mavericks at Badgers.
Oh.
Enough said.
Yeah, I think Wisco is going to have that one.
Sorry.
Do you have a favorite road trip?
Do I have a favorite road trip? I like Duluth. It's always going for when we go for walks in the morning, we go out on the lake. And
the coffee shop.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Duluth is always one of a favorite.
Still have the ice cream tradition if you sweep?
Yep. Yes, we do.
And what kind of ice cream is your pick usually?
Ooh.
What flavor?
I like getting a blizzard, and it's I put in Oreo and then hot caramel.
Mm.
Mix it all up.
Yep. That's like a specialty blizzard then.
Yeah, it is.
Made to order.
Yep.
If you could not be a Division I hockey player, what other sport would you want to play?
Ooh, that's an easy one. Softball. I played softball growing up.
Fast pitch or slow pitch?
Fast pitch.
Okay. What position?
Pitcher.
Ooh. Do you have a good drop ball?
Nope. Terrible.
Hey, at least you're honest.
And it's a good thing you're a goalie.
Yep. Yeah, no, I was a pitcher and I was a center fielder. Yep, because I like to dive for balls in the outfield.
Are you a superstitious hockey player? Do you do things in a certain order, or is there something you do game day or anything like that?
I'm probably the most unsuperstitious person ever.
Sweet.
Yep. I like to go with the roll.
Do you listen to any kind of music before, while you're warming up? Like, what's your favorite song? Do you have a favorite song before game day?
You know, no. I like country music. Ah. So I like throwing country on in the locker room. That gets changed pretty quick, but doesn't. But that's my favorite.
So changed by whom?
There's a lot of, like, Bales likes to put on her music. She's got lots of different music. And
Miller, so it's not a coach.
Yeah, Miller's got, no.
Miller likes right. Kanye West, so we know that.
Yep.
Mm. Oh, boy, that could be an interesting battle there. Let's see. Should we listen to country or Kanye? Country, Kanye.
I give up pretty easy, so I just let everyone else pick.
Vote with neither.
Chelsea's rock.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food? Seafood. Shrimp and lobster and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Any
crab legs?
Any pets growing up?
I have a white little fluffy dog named Sasha. She's a little Bichon.
Oh, I love Bichons. They always smile.
Little fur balls.
Oh. She's a sassy little thing. She is the princess of our house. When I leave, it goes from three princesses to two princesses, my dog and my sister.
I love it. Brian's biting his
So your dad's in an all-female house is what you're saying. How's he adjusted?
Where does mom go in the list?
Oh, it goes the dog and my sister and then probably
she's the
mom
queen, right? Not the princess, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good thing mom's not listening.
Oh, mom knows. Mom knows that the dog's definitely at the top of the list.
Oh, man.
No, when you ask how my dad handles it, well, we're the boys that my dad never had. He jokes that he never told us we were girls until we were probably about 13.
Yeah. All right, then.
Well, you both played sports, so why not?
Exactly. He lived through us instead of having boys.
We are flat out of time already tonight. Boy, an hour seems to just fly by.
It does.
Beaver Radio Network continues playoff action tonight. Women's basketball, 1300 The Legends, tip off in mere moments. The men's game will tip off at 8. Women's hockey playoffs Friday, Saturday, Sunday if needed. All the action right here on the Beaver Radio Network this weekend, courtesy of Choice Therapy. Madison, best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck. We will be back next Wednesday right here on the Go Green Mill Coaches Show on the Beaver Radio Network.
Listening to the Go Green Mill Coaches Show.